What's the first thing you think of when you hear the word budget? It's a meager little word, one that all too often comes after tight. Maybe you think of this word as an adjective, something to describe a cheap and substandard car or hotel. Budget brings to mind rationing, a kind of money diet. If you're like many people, budgeting is something you do with a kind of deflated spirit. Budgeting means bargain bin quality, and the sad sense that what you want is going to be just out of reach. This book will try a different approach to budgeting altogether. It's a pity that the idea of living within one's means should be experienced as such a deficit. This book will try to show you that when you apply the principles of minimalism to budgeting, you are neither in a state of self-denial or trying to survive a financial scrape. In fact, a minimalist budget is a particular approach to abundance and fulfillment that may seem counterintuitive to most. Undoubtedly, what came into your mind when you heard the word budget was simple. Money. Money is a thing to be feared, to be saved, to be celebrated when it's there, and mourned when it isn't. Budgeting, we are told, is necessary. When you live in a world where there is always one more thing to buy, being cognizant of the fact that you don't have endless resources is just the practical thing to do. However, budgeting can be much more than this. To put it simply, money is only one of the resources that we should be managing in our lives, and possibly not even the most important one. As humans, it is our lot to deal with being finite beings. We have only so much time to spend on this earth, only so much time that we're allotted each day, only so much energy that we can give away before we run into a deficit. This book will offer an expanded notion of what it means to budget. We'll look at how money is not the only resource that needs to be managed, and a life budget that acknowledges your emotional, behavioral, social, and even spiritual capital is more likely to lead to smarter decisions. Most of the budgeting advice out there will come firmly out of the scarcity paradigm. You're usually offered a few ways to shave off money here and there. You're asked to look at all the instances where you're not spending or living on the bare minimum, and usually anything extra is framed as unnecessary, indulgent, or, depending on who you talk to, bordering on immoral. These tips will tell you that after enough cheap toothpaste, homemade laundry soap, and clothes bought out of season, you'll save enough money and make it all work. You're asked to look over your life and find places where you could manage, without too much discomfort, to do with less or even without. The minimalist budgeting in this book will ask you to take a more expanded view of the dishwasher. Not buying one will certainly result in less of your money spent. But, as mentioned, since money is not your only resource, by focusing on only this aspect, you're not getting the full picture. Is the cost of doing dishes by hand really free? In your budget, have you factored in the fact that washing dishes saps hours of your life each week and makes you grumpy? If you're so wiped out at the prospect of another 45 minutes of housework at the end of the day that you give up and splash out on expensive restaurant food, you haven't even saved money anyway. When you lay alone in bed at night and ponder your existence, which will mean more to you? The excess cash you saved by not buying a dishwasher? Or the lifestyle you gave up as the person who never has to worry about dishes again? You can't take your possessions with you when you die, they say. But which will be more soothing to you on your deathbed? The fact that your life was thrifty, or that it was enjoyable and meaningful? Simple budgeting doesn't take these kinds of things into account. The primary purpose of your life, at least in some sense, is to be happy. Money usually facilitates this. But if you're maximizing your money to the point that it makes you less happy, your budget is no longer serving its purpose. Minimalist budgeting is like regular budgeting, only with an eye to what is truly important. While this book will certainly show you nifty ways to save a buck here and there, it will also regularly ask you to examine what that buck means to you at the end of the day. We'll explore shopping and spending habits, identify problem areas, think about debt, and make achievable goals for home, work, and more. We'll look at concrete ways to put some of these principles into action, and look at resources that will keep you focused and motivated. But at the same time, this book is also about the philosophy of minimalism, not thriftiness. If you compare your budget plan with a more nuanced understanding of your relationship with money and how it ties into how you want to live, the changes you make will be more authentic and longer lasting.